Fiona Parker is the brekkie presenter for ABC Central Victoria. Good morning.
Hi.
Do you have any collectible plastic things in front of you right as we speak?
Look, I have. And look, can I just say the Lion King figurines are rubber.
Right,
they're
not plastic.
Right. And I have about two of the full sets, minus the ones with hair.
Right.
Because there was only like 100 made and they were distributed right throughout the country and you didn't know if you were going to get one, obviously, because they come in the packets. And there I think lies the allure. When you're at the supermarket and you say they're free, but you actually have to spend $30 to get one. So say you've got a shopping bill of $120, you'll get a few, but they come in the packet, so you don't know which ones you're going to get. So hence, I suppose, the excitement of the children when you get home from the supermarket. If you haven't had the pleasure of dragging your kids through the supermarket with you, you get home from the supermarket, there's the kids, they're waiting for you, they're waiting for the yushies. They want to know which ones they've gotten. They open the packet in anticipation, and then it turns out to be, oh, it's just baby Simba again. Chuck it in the corner, wait for the next shop. It really does get to a point where, as a parent, you're really hoping your child gets the rarer, bright blue one, so they can add that one to their collection and get the entire set. So I got caught up in it because they were caught up in it, and they were caught up in it because I took them to see The Lion King on the opening weekend and got them all excited by the actual franchise itself. So you can see how it's sort of come full circle.
That's probably karma knocking at your door.
It could be.
Now, very true.
Fiona, you're quite smart, right?
You are. Look, you
okay.
know,
you're quite
depends
smart.
On who you ask, but all right, I'll take it.
Have you been sucked into actually paying money for these supposedly free things?
No, thank the Lord, no. The one thing I was going to buy, and
I don't
mind telling you this, Gav, even though it is a bit of an embarrassing moment for me at the shops, is that I said to the kids, "Look, if you get the full set, I'll buy you the display box." As it was all happening, I thought this is ridiculous because this is a major multinational corporation and I'm paying them $4 to buy a display case for the stuff they've been giving me every time I've spent money there.
Now, just before I let you go, Fiona, is there any in particular that you need? So if someone is listening, are we allowed to do that?
No, we've got them all. I need the box.
You've dug yourself.
For me.
Yes. Thank you. It is enough for you, Fiona. Fiona Parker there. So you mentioned some of the history of this, but maybe you could, you've done some more digging.
I did a little bit of digging and they lasted almost as long as the franchise they support lasts. Because I know there was Star Wars ones and on those had held their value. All the other stuff doesn't really hold their value.
Star Wars stuff does, but some
of the other
stuff.
Star Wars stuff, the Transformers does. Like if you've got a franchise, and maybe this might work with The Lion King, I don't know. It's really too early to tell, but the signs are that the supermarket ones that are giving out don't hold their value very well.
Marvel discs. Now, these were sort of, there was a game attached to it. I don't know how to play the game. You collected these discs. They had Marvel superheroes on it. Have some of those actually increased in value? People were paying ridiculous amounts for the rare ones to begin with. What about now?
Not that I could find. Didn't see many online. They didn't look that expensive. Pogs, I think they might have been called. There was also Pogs at one stage. There was some AFL stuff that you got in. There was AFL gold games that, you know, they go for about $20. Like, you know, they're not
free anymore.
They're not getting in the big money that I think some people have gone out and tried to invest in and speculate.
A couple that people have made us aware of, there were dominoes that had Disney characters on. Any of those worth a lot of money now?
Not that I saw. Okay. And I didn't see many online. Like I've got sets of the dominoes. I know exactly what that person's talking about, but I didn't see any when I was doing my research.
On the text message line, someone sent through Tarzos.
Tarzos, yeah. Once again, didn't see many online. I looked up supermarket collectibles, and a lot of them I think have just either been down or, as I said, I don't think they hold their value much longer after the promotional period.